What's going on, DFS Army? It is Craig Bennett, a.k.a. Cash Gig, here for another NBA First Look podcast on Wednesday, April 14th. Happy hump day. Got 11 games on tap. We had 12. They moved the Milwaukee-Minnesota game because of the time change, so that one's not on the main slate. So we only got 11, but we have a lot of news to go over here. This podcast is brought to you by Drafters.com. They have snake drafts, pick 'em, best ball style drafts. And they have an awesome feature that I think FanDuel and DraftKings really needs to look at. I've mentioned it before. They really do with their swaps or NBA swaps. So you know how many late swaps we get with all this injury we're going to go through. We get it a lot, you know, up to tip. You can change things. We're at lock usually on DraftKings or FanDuel at 8 p.m. If a guy gets scratched, you're screwed. You get a zero. We're at Drafters.com. It's not like that. You can swap players up until the game tips. I really wish FanDuel and DraftKings would do this, but you can do it over here at Drafters.com. You can use promo code DFSARMY and get 25% deposit bonus up to a max deposit of $400. Link is in the description below. Sign up and check it out. They also have an auto swap option that's awesome as well. So guys that get super busy, that might not have a chance to look at injury news, it will take a guy out if he's inactive and put the next highest ranked player in there for you. So another fantastic option over at Drafters.com and something that you need to look at. But with that, again, massive 11 game slate. We're going to get in this. I'm going to use DraftKings as the backdrop. I'll get over and talk about FanDuel as well. And we'll go through the injury news, kind of talk about how the slate's going to end up, build a couple sample lineups, and then get out of here. So with that, let's jump right into it. But before that, hit that like button for me, subscribe to the channel, and let me know you want me to keep doing these videos, and let's just get right on after it. All right, as you can see, first game on tap, we have a Cleveland at Charlotte. Charlotte favored by 4.5 with a 213 over under. News for Cleveland, no Dotson, no Windler. Jarrett Allen and Larry Nance are both in. So that's going to take some love off some of these guys. Garland and Sexton are both questionable. Both Allen and Nance both in. We're not going to have some of these guys that we've been playing for a while here in Hartenstein and Wade. Those values are going to go completely away, and they're already priced up as it is. But you know, it's not like we get a great value either when it looks to, you know, playing some of these guys. We got, you know, Allen at 7,800 on DraftKings over on FanDuel. Let me see what his price is at. Over on FanDuel, he's priced at 7,200. You know, I wonder how many minutes are actually going to play these guys. You know, is Nance going to play a ton of minutes or Allen? I don't think they're going to push him out too well. Charlotte has some injuries as well, though. You know, they just played last night, lost to the Lakers. You know, they have Terry Rozier's questionable and PJ Washington is questionable. They were both out last night. So if they both sit, we could see some more value on the Charlotte side. But on Cleveland, we kind of need the news here. You know, not getting excited about any of these plays. But, you know, if we did have a Sexton, a sit, maybe I like Garland a lot more because I think they will run him out a ton and vice versa. If Garland sits, maybe they run Sexton out a ton. So we need the news on this. But again, it's going to take away from Hartenstein and Wade, not guys that I want to get on or jump on at all. So not a place I'm really looking for value here with those guys coming back. Over on the Charlotte side, like I said, we're really waiting on the Terry Rozier and PJ Washington news. They're already out without Hayward and Ball and Monk. We all know that. But it could open up some things. If Rozier sits again, you know, we're going to get Graham back in our life. 6,500 on DraftKings, 6,600 on FanDuel. He could hit the broadside of a barn yesterday. 7 of 19, put up 30 fantasy points. Just couldn't get it going at all. He was real bad pass. 3 from 13 from 3. But a guy that we can look at if we have no Rozier going up against Cleveland. Same kind of thing. If both these guys sit, Rozier and Washington, I think we could see Cody Martin again step into the starting lineup here. And, you know, I'm sorry, Caleb Martin. And these guys, you know, can get it done in a hurry. 35 minutes, put up 41 fantasy points. He's 3,100. So if those guys were out, I'll go right back here to these guys. You know, his buddy here, Cody Martin, put up 10 fantasy points in 21 minutes. So make sure you're picking the right one and putting Caleb in there instead of Cody. So again, he is super cheap. I'm going to say they're going to sit, but you know, Charlotte is favored by 4.5. So maybe they are going to play looking at that line. So it's kind of hard to be in there. But again, if they were both out, this is an auto play for me at Caleb Martin at that price. It's just, it's too cheap. He's 3,500 on FanDuel as well. He's going to be super popular again if those guys sit. But with that line with Charlotte favored by 4.5, I would assume that we're going to get, PJ Washington and Rozier back. Rozier is still too expensive on DraftKings. On FanDuel, he's okay, 6,900 if he plays. DraftKings, I ain't paying 8,200 on this slate. And that would hurt Graham as well. And it would kind of hurt all these guys. It's not a game I really want to be on in general. So we'll have to kind of see where that news lays out. And again, over at DFS Army, we have all that covered for you and the guys to pivot on. So head on over there and sign up. Next game on tap, we have Brooklyn and Philly. Another game that a lot of news on the slate. We have a 6.5, Philly's favored by 6.5. 230 over under. Kevin Durant is doubtful. Blake Griffin is doubtful. Ella May is questionable. Kyrie Irving is questionable. James Harden is out. Chioza is questionable. Tyler Johnson is out. And then on Philly, they're pretty healthy. They just have no George Hill. So, with Philly favored by 6.5, it's on a back to back. So if they rest Durant, I don't know why they would push him. If they play him, I still don't think he's going to see big minutes. But we need the news here. I would assume one of these guys plays, like Kyrie Irving, with Philly only being 6.5. Because if all these guys sat, I would smash that 6.5 line at Philly. Just because, who are they going to have to score? I mean, they don't have anybody out if all those guys sit. So really need the news here. It's really hard for me to recommend anybody until we know what's going on. But seeing that line at 6.5, I would assume either Irving plays and maybe Durant just sits because it's on a back-to-back. But we really got to figure out what's going on with this entire team before we can make a decision. Over on the Philly side, again, Joel Embiid should be able to do whatever he wants to against this team. No problem playing Joel Embiid here at all at 10K on DraftKings, 10-1 on FanDuel. Fantastic price. Ben Simmons, 7K on FanDuel, 7,700 on DraftKings. I'm sorry, 8K on DraftKings. I don't really like that. I think it's just Joel Embiid on this slate for me. I don't think I need to go anywhere else. Tobias Harris, 7,300 on FanDuel, 7,700 on DraftKings. I don't really like these prices. Nobody that I'm really looking at. If all those Brooklyn guys sit, maybe you can get a little interest, play the blowout angle maybe and take some of these cheap guys in tournaments where maybe you think that maybe a Maxi or Korkmaz gets a lot of run off the bench or Milton and does some damage. But that would be the only look I would look at it, and just in tournaments here. I'm going to throw Embiid in this lineup, but we can always take him out later. It's just such a good matchup for him going against Brooklyn, and I think we should probably find some value on this slate, how big it is. Let's move on to the next game. Excuse me. We got the Spurs. Spurs at Toronto here. Toronto is on a back-to-back. Spurs favored by 4, 222.5 over under. Trey Lyles and Gorgui Dieng are both out for the Spurs. Kyle Lowry is probable here. He was out last game. Van Fleet is still out. Bembry is also questionable for Toronto. So on the Spurs side, again, it's one of those things where I don't really like playing Spurs in general. And it's even harder to recommend playing the Spurs. It's a great matchup. DeMar DeRozan, 7,900 on FanDuel. He's 7,900 on DraftKings. The matchup is great against Toronto. We just saw what Atlanta did yesterday to them. And there's points to be made here, Jakob Poeltl, 6,100 on DraftKings, 6,700 on FanDuel. So, they're just all tournament pieces, though, because it's like, what's Pop going to do? I think Jakob Poeltl and DeJounte Murray are probably my favorites. Murray's 7,100 on DraftKings. Over on FanDuel, he's 7,400. I think they have probably some of the bigger upside here. Bigs begin smash against Toronto. They've been starting Boucher at the center position. And really, he only saw 24 minutes last game, but they just railroaded Orlando. So before that, he's been seeing minutes in the 30s. So I think we could probably see mid-30 minutes out of here in a close game. So I don't mind Jakob Poeltl. And Murray, I think, just has big upside and don't mind playing him. But it's really DeRozan, Murray, or Jakob Poeltl, the guys I'm looking at to play. That's about it right now. On the Toronto side, I think I'm going there with Lowry. It's got an out tag here, but he is probable to play today. I think I'm throwing him in my point guard position. They're just it's just one of those things where he's a pretty easy fit to throw in here. you know, he's going to be doing a little bit of everything. Again, they just on a back-to-back. Siakam had a monster game last night, but I think with Lowry back, you know, he put up 50 fantasy points in 40 minutes. I'm not expecting that again going up against the Spurs, which I ain't worried about the matchup. I just think Lowry's going to take more of that. Gary Trent couldn't get it going last night. 6,100 on DraftKings, 6,200 on FanDuel. Only shot 3 from 15 for 18 fantasy points. You know, he's just a pure shooter. If he doesn't hit anything, he's not going to score. OG and Anobi, 7,300 on DraftKings. 6,800 off FanDuel. Didn't have a great game at all. It was basically Siakam just doing everything. Siakam and Flynn. Flynn had a horrible start of the half, then got caught fire. So OG is a guy I'll go right back to. No problem going back to him. Malachi Flynn, he's 5,500 on DraftKings. You know, he's priced at 5,300 on FanDuel. Man, give the dude a photo, man. He's been really good. Put up 39 fantasy points last night in 35 minutes. We're not going to see that many minutes with Lowry coming back. But I still think, we should still see, like mid-20 minutes. But he's priced out now. I just can't do it. Lowry's going to take all that usage from him, and Trent's going to still run that too. So he's just going to be playing backup point guard minutes, and I don't like it. So I'm off Flynn. It's Lowry for me here. It's Lowry and OG. Chris Boucher's 8K on FanDuel, 7,100 on DraftKings. No, thank you. I'm going to say no, thank you. Don't want it. So really, Lowry and OG and move on. Let's move on to the next game here. We got the Clippers at Detroit. Clippers, we got Ibaka out. Kawhi Leonard is questionable. Dennis Smith Jr. is out for Detroit. It looks like Killian Hayes and Jeremy Grant are both in, and Magruder's also out for Detroit. So back-to-back for the Clippers here. It wouldn't surprise me if they sat Paul George and just played Kawhi Leonard. Like, you just never know what the hell they're going to do. I really have a hard time playing any of these guys because of that. So not a team I'm super excited about playing. If we got Kawhi Leonard to sit again and Paul George played, I have no problem going right back to Marcus Morris. Put up 36 fantasy points in 30 minutes against Indy. Put up 44, same thing against Detroit 2 days ago. So he'd be a guy I would look at if we had one of these guys, one of the big guys out. He's just really good for that secondary scoring and plays good minutes. So he'd be the one guy. Other than that, not really excited about playing any of these Clippers guys. Over on the Detroit side of the ball, with Jeremy Grant coming back, it's cheap. 6,900 on DraftKings, 7K on FanDuel. Don't love the matchup. Not something I really want to go at here. They've been playing a lot of guys, again, not heavy minutes. So I don't really like the Detroit team at all until guys are sitting, and they're basically all the way back. Plumlee, Jackson, Diallo, Hayes, all these guys are getting like 20 minutes, and it's just not something I'm excited about on 11-game slate. I think this is one you can kind of cross off unless we have one of the big guys out, where then we can look at maybe a Marcus Morris, the only guy I'm looking at playing. But there's no reason to keep talking about this game. Let's head on over to the New York at the Pelicans. For the Knicks, looks like John Henson's still out, and Alonzo Ball is doubtful, and Nikhil Alexander-Walker is out for the Pelicans as well. So on the New York side of the ball, again, it's Julius Randle. Julius Randle here at 9,500 on DraftKings. Pretty pricey. 9,400 on FanDuel. I think you can play him on FanDuel more so than DraftKings. I ain't going to pay that. I'd rather pay 500 more for Embiid. Nerlens Noel's 5K on FanDuel. He's 4,300 on DraftKings, so I don't mind playing some of him at that price. With no John Henson and no Robinson, he's still going to play big minutes. Going up against the Pelicans and Adams, I think you can still get there. He sees enough. He does enough. I might throw him in this lineup as cheap as he is. And I can't really play in the guards when they're fully healthy. When you got Rose, Payton, Quickly, Bullock, Tibbs just plays all these guys like 20 minutes. It's basically Randle, RJ Barrett. I don't really love his price at 6,400 and 6,100 respectively. I think it's just Nerlens Noel for me here. Over on the Pelican side, man, Zion has been an absolute monster. He just finally realized, hey, you guys are too small for me, and I'm a damn grown man at my age. 44, 57, 68 over his last three, playing big minutes and just absolutely taking the ball to the rim. Love watching this dude play. I look at his point prop this morning. It's over 29.5 already. So, that's super high on him, but he's been doing everything. No problem playing him. I think he's a great pivot off of Embiid. I think I like the matchup for Embiid, but again, no one's going to guard Zion. They can do whatever he wants to. Brandon Ingram, 8,600 and 8,100 on FanDuel. Don't really like that. James Johnson, you know, I guess we, you know, if he plays, you could look at that, but he was hurt last game. Killed a lot of good lineups that night I had. 15 minutes, had only put 3 fantasy points, but maybe a guy you can look at. And Bledsoe's too expensive, 6,300 on DraftKings, 5,500 on FanDuel. If we have no Lonzo Ball, maybe you can look at him. But I'm never excited about playing Bledsoe here at all. But that's a guy we can look at. And maybe they'll start Marshall. Marshall would be a guy if they did start him and he would get minutes. He's interesting when he does start, not off the bench. He started that game against Cleveland, put up 34 fantasy points. 21 minutes off the bench, only put up 12. So need him to start to be excited about him. Next game we can go here is Orlando at Chicago. A little revenge game here for the Vooch. Otto Porter is out for Orlando. You know, Okiki is questionable. Gary Harris is in. Mobamba is questionable. He was injured that last game. And then on the Bulls, Garrett Temple is probable. So, you know, again, Orlando side of things, this is another team that it's like, what are you doing? You know, if Bamba sits, man, Wendell Carter Jr., kind of revenge on the other side. 6K, you know, 31, 27 are his last two. I can see him going at against Vooch, so I don't mind looking at him a little bit, looking at his props a little bit. 13.5 points, 8.5 rebounds for his props this morning. You know, we do have Carter Williams Jr. back. You know, it's just not an exciting team to play. I think it's Carter for me. If Okiki and Obamba both sit, they're not going to have any bigs. He's going to have to play massive, massive minutes. So I would be super excited about him if that's the case. Over on the Chicago side, Vooch, 9,200. No problem playing Vooch here against his old team. Should be able to do whatever he wants to. Again, I think it's a two-center night as we're going through this. I'm liking more of the centers as we're building on DraftKings. So definitely a two-center night for me. Zach LaVine, I talked about him. I didn't like him for the longest time when everyone's healthy. But, man, he's been on fire lately. 42, 51, 69, 57, 40 over his last 5. Just getting it done and aggressive, even with these other guys playing. So if he's going to keep being like that, no problem playing some LaVine. I don't think I would play Vooch and LaVine together. I'd make a rule at price. I don't think they're both going to be in an optimal lineup. So if you're going to play them, I would not play them in the same lineup. Looking over Thad Young, Satoransky, I just don't like this entire team. Larry Markkanen, 4,100. Just don't like the minutes that are going on here. Patrick Williams, maybe on FanDuel. Again, they got Daniel Tice as well at FanDuel. He's 4K, 3,600 on DraftKings. Put up 25 and 32, so I like some Daniel Tice. So maybe it's something that we do where we get rid of Embiid and we play two cheap centers. Like I said, there's so many ways you can go here, and it opens things up a little bit. No, maybe Noel, Daniel Tice, more of a, not a cash play, more of a tournament play, but at that price, if he sees 25 minutes, you know, against Orlando, he could do some things. So makes it kind of interesting. Let's head on over to the next game. We got Indy at Houston. This game is sitting at a 232.5 over under. Indiana favored by 4.5. They are on a back-to-back as well. They played the Clippers last night. Miles Turner is questionable. Dougie McBuckets is questionable. And on Houston, no Brown, no Wabba, no House, no Exum, no Gordon, no DJ Augustin. So as we can see on the Indy side, no problem playing any of these guys against Houston. Even on a back-to-back, you know, how bad Houston is defensively. You know, we're looking at Sabonis here at 8,800 on FanDuel, 9,100 on DraftKings. No problem playing him. I like he's power forward eligible, so he fits real nice in this build we're building. We can slide him in there real easily. It makes things work. So, like some Sabonis. LeVert, 7,400 on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, he's 8,200. Like him better on DraftKings. Been putting up some nice games. 52 and 53 over his last two playing in Houston. I have no problem throwing LeVert in this lineup either with how well he's been playing going up against Houston. Brogdon, 7,100 to be the next guy. Really, these are the only three guys I look at playing. Better play on FanDuel at 7,300, but I don't mind looking at. I wouldn't play these three guys together, but again, 41, 62 over his last two. They're the ones that are getting everything done. I'd make a rule maybe two or three of LeVert, Sabonis, and Brogdon. I'm not playing in these other guys. Over on the Houston side, again, I mentioned all these role players that are out, but we got John Wall, Christian Wood, Porter, Olynyk Tate, guys that we can look at here. I think on FanDuel, 7,500 for Wood is too cheap going up against Indy. Indy kind of struggles a little bit with some of the bigs that can move, and Christian Wood definitely can move. And he has some decent props I was looking at this morning. And that's one thing I'll mention. We went 10-0 yesterday at Sportsbet Army. 10-0. Went up 8.5 units. We are up 30. Let me pull this up real quick. We are up ungodly amount of units. And up 8.5 units yesterday, 10-0 in our picks. And we're up 37.5 units in April. In 13 days, 37.5 units. A damn heater. So I got a link below if you want to join us and check out the picks I got. I dropped one this morning. I'll have more later. But just thought I'd mention how hot we've been on a heater. And we're just going to keep it going, man. So join the picks and let's win some money. Help you out. Okay, with that, again, Wood, 7,900. Don't mind playing him. Don't mind Porter Jr. at 6,600. I think that there's some value there. 6,500 on FanDuel. Really like that price. Olynyk, 6,100 on DraftKings. Again, another center we could play. 28, 38, 31, 46 over his last four. No problem. I think there's meat left on the bone there. I like the better price on FanDuel at 6,100 than 6,500. But again, two center night for me. And then Tate, 5,700 on FanDuel, 6,200 on DraftKings. I really don't like that price, but 29, 31 his last two. I would much rather go up to Olynyk or Porter per se. But those are the guys we're looking at. Again, John Wall, you can play him. No problem. Going up against Indy, don't really love the matchup, but, he's definitely in play here. Let's move on to the next game. We got Golden State at OKC. Golden State favored by 11.5, 224.5 over under. Kelly Oubre Jr. is doubtful. Eric Pascal is out on the OKC side. What a dumpster fire of a team. No SGA. Muscala is still questionable. They're just a horrible team. On the Golden State side, though, they should be able to just railroad. The favorite by 11.5, OKC. They're just a horrible team. Curry has a ceiling, but I don't think I'm going to play him. I don't think they're going to need him. I would rather take some chances maybe at a Jordan Poole, 4K on FanDuel. Not so much on DraftKings, but on FanDuel, I'd take a shot on him. If they get out ahead, maybe you can look at him. Bazemore, another guy that's going to play a bunch, especially if Oubre Jr. is out. 5,100 on FanDuel, 4,800 on DraftKings. Put up 23, 29 over his last two. We could see a little bit more run out of him as well. But again, Steve Kerr can play this a bunch of different ways. If they get up heavy, it's probably going to be on the backs of Curry, Wiggins, and Green. Wiggins and Green are priced more appropriately where I could maybe get on them. 7,100 on FanDuel, 6,900 on DraftKings for Green. 45 is last game. Before that, 24-29. Been kind of volatile. I just worry that Golden State's going to just smash these guys so much that they're not going to get full run. So I would not play them in cash games. Tournament options only at probably lower ownership. OKC guys, again, they're just playing a ton of guys 20 minutes. I don't want any part of this. Now, Dort went out last. They're on a back-to-back. Dort went out and had himself a damn game yesterday. Dude put up 65 fantasy points in 37 minutes. Shot 31 times. 31. Yeah, did not see that coming. Against Utah, too. I mean, what? They lost by 10. So, if you want to chase that Dort game at 5,500, go for it. I'm not going to. But again, if you wanted to play Dort, play you some Dort. I just don't think, I don't think he's going to shoot 31 times again. But who knows? Maybe he'll shoot 31 times again. It's basically Dort, Bazley, and Maladon are the guys I look at. But I can't play. On an 11-game slate, I don't want to play OKC. Next game we're getting out here is Dallas at Memphis. We have Dallas favored by 225 over-under. Looks like Terry's out for Dallas. Porzingis is in. And Melton and Winslow are both out for Memphis. So with Porzingis in, we got Luka and Porzingis here. I think it's a slate where I don't think I need to play either one of them against Memphis, but, Porzingis would be the guy. I don't know. I don't know if the ceilings are both there. Luka really hasn't had a monster game, and Porzingis is going to take some of the ceiling off of him. I mean, at 10-9, 46, 43, 53, 43, 55, just doesn't get it done. I need a 60-burger out of him. Porzingis, 59 to 55, 43, I'll take the discount. I'd rather have Porzingis. Memphis has nobody that can guard him. And I like that he's power forward eligible. We can slide him in this lineup real easily. Sabonis. I like that they're power forward eligible. So that's a guy I'm looking for. I'm not looking for Richardson, Hardaway, Brunson. When they're fully healthy, I don't want any of this. It's just Luka or Porzingis. And I'm just going to side Porzingis with ceiling-wise. That's the guy I want. Over on the Memphis side, again, Dallas hasn't been a great defensive team. It's going to be basically Jovall, Morant. For me, I can't play that price for Kyle Anderson at 7,100 on FanDuel. 6K on DraftKings. But he's been getting it done, you know, 29, 30, 36, 43, 40 over his last five. Better price on DraftKings than FanDuel. I don't like that price on FanDuel. But Joval, again, another center play, 7,600. No problem going Joval. Morant, 7,100 on DraftKings, 7K on FanDuel. Got some decent props I was looking at as well. You know, I think those are the guys you're looking at. I'm not going down to any of these. On 11-game slate, don't play so many turds, man. Like, you know, there's a couple value plays you can look at, and then, you know, don't be dumpster diving. Like on a 2 or 3 game slate, you can play anybody. But on a 11-game slate, just play the good plays. Let's move on to the next game here. We got Washington at Sacramento. 236.5 over under. Washington favored by 1.5. Now, this game is where we're going to get some awesome plays from, depending on injury news. Buddy Hield is questionable. If he was out, Fox would be a lock for me. And all those plays would open up. We saw one of the pivots that we gave over at DFS Army, when that happens, I think I had Marshall in as small forward, and the pivot was going to right down to Harkless, which was at the same price. So if Buddy Hield was out, we're going to get some value in Harkless. He put up 30 fantasy points in 34 minutes in that start, so I like him again if he's out. Again, Fox is a lock for me at 9,600. Going up against Washington, too, fantastic. 62, 50, 47, 55, but just almost a lock, playing almost 40 minutes a game. I love him here, so no problem playing, playing some Fox. So maybe you want to play Fox and get rid of LeVert. And this lineup will play some Fox. We 3,400 left. If Buddy Hield is out, we can go right down here and play some Mo Harkless. And we got 3,200. We have to find a slot here. But it's just a way that we can kind of build some lineups. Holmes is another guy. If he sits, Barnes is going to get more rebounds. I like him a little bit more. So again, there could be a lot of plays. This might be a night you just backload your lineups and wait on that news, because a lot of people are going to fit in some of these other guys. And that's one way to really play these slates like this. This game starts at 10 p.m. If you backload everything and wait on that Hield news and hope he sits, and if he sits, or build your lineups having him sit, one or the other, but still backload him, because I want him to have a lot of Harkless. I want to have a lot of Barnes. I want to have a lot of Fox. And then on the other side of it, man, I want Westbrook and Beal. Like Westy for sure. Westy's just on a mission. He should be able to crush the Sacramento team. Just absolutely putting up. He's a little expensive. 11K, 11.2 on FanDuel, but 68, 55, 61, 68, 62. Just putting up triple doubles left and right all day long. Triple doubles in 5 straight games is just unreal. Six straight games. I want him as well. We could move this around a little bit to fit him in here, but I prefer him over Beal. Even Beal's a little bit cheaper, 87 and 8,500. It's basically these two guys. I don't want to look at anyone else. I'm looking at Westbrook and I'm looking at Beal. If Gafford did play, he's 3,400. Center eligible, another, again, cheap center. He looked real good in those first two games here, 21 and 22. Just looked real good off the bench. I hope at some point in time they play him more than crappy Alex Lynn, because Gafford coming over from the Bulls just has way better skill set. And you could just see him playing. But yeah, he went back and cocked back for a dunk and kind of got caught in his arm and landed real funky. So I'm assuming that has something to do with it. But if he plays, he's way more talented than Lopez or Alex Lynn. But it's Westy for sure if you're stacking. And again, this is a game stack for sure. Highest over-under on the slate. Definitely you want to look at this game and the Indy Houston game are the games that I would look at if you're looking multiple pieces from. And then the last game here, we'll go Miami at Denver. Denver favored by 4. Oh, man, it sucks to see Murray, out for the season with that torn ACL. But it's going to open up some minutes for some of these other guys. 213 over under, Denver favored by 4. Miami's on a back-to-back. Jimmy Butler's questionable. Shaq Harrison's out for Denver. And on the Miami side, if we had no Depot and had no Butler, it would open up some minutes for sure. Then none, Dragic, Hero, all become in play, all too cheap. But we need that news, and I would look at playing those guys for sure. Same with Bam. Bam, Hero, Dragic, none are the guys I would look at. Over on the Denver side, again, with Murray being out, we're probably going to see, running point. We're going to see a lot of Monte Morris. We're going to see a lot of Campazzo here. And, 3,700, just too cheap for the minutes he's going to have to play and what he can do. And he works real well. So we could slide him in this lineup as shooting guard and then move. We got 500. We're going to have to move around in this lineup to make it work. We could take Noel out here. And I think I saw, remember I mentioned if Gafford played, Yeah, Gafford's 3,400. He would fit in this lineup perfectly if he did play, and that's an interesting lineup. Even though I think I'd want to try to get Westy in here in this lineup, but again, just these are sample lineups we're kind of building as we go through things. And again, usage, Jokic is going to pick up way more usage here. I was kind of off him a little bit more with Aaron Gordon coming around, but again, Aaron Gordon's a good play. Will Barton's going to pick up more ball handling duties, 5,400. You know, it's not the best matchup against Miami, but if Butler sits, I like him a little bit more. But again, Monte Morris is cheap as well. He's going to handle the ball a little bit more. I think I let Frank. Frank's probably going to start. And then Morris will keep coming off the bench. They're cheap on DraftKings. They're going to be popular too. Over on FanDuel, Monte Morris is 5,500 and Frank is 4,600. So not like must plays. But this whole team's in play with Murray out. And those guards are super cheap. And I would look at them first. And then Porter and Gordon, more GPPs. And then I don't mind Jokic. But again, we have so many center plays. You want two centers. You definitely want two centers. So that is DraftKings. Let's head on over to FanDuel real quick and build us a sample lineup here. Again, we're going to need a lot of news to kind of figure out exactly what we're going to do. But if Buddy Hield is out, I want all the Fox I can get. That is 100% sure. That's the way I want to go. Same thing with Barnes. I'd want a bunch of Barnes. If we had no Buddy Hield and we have no Holmes, Barnes is going to rebound a ton going up against Washington. Let's just try to build a Westbrook Fox lineup. I just want to see if it's possible here. So we got 5,500 left. We got Westbrook Fox here. Both can put up over 60 fantasy points easily here. See if we can find some cheap plays that we kind of like here at the shooting guard position. Again, Barton, I think, is in play for sure, especially if we have no Butler on the other side. I think he's going to pick up more ball handling duties and things. And I like him in faster pace matchups. Man, I can't speak this morning. Again, if we have no Butler, I have no problem going to Tyler Hero here a lot. If one of those guys sits for the Clippers, I have no problem looking for a little man. If Philly steamrolls Brooklyn, everyone's out for Brooklyn, Korkmaz becomes really interesting in tournaments. I don't think I'm going to find anyone so far down the line here. Luke Kennard, if Kawhi sat again, I would love Luke Kennard. You know, he put up 20 fantasy points, 24 minutes. He got the start. So he's a cheap guy that would kind of make this lineup work. But coming back up for not knowing what's going to go on, I think Halliburton would be in play as well. You know, if Buddy Hield is out, 25 fantasy points in 30 minutes. Don't mind that. I think I'd won a bunch of this game, and that's kind of the way we're going. But for the time being, let's just throw in Barton here. Let's throw Halliburton in here. Why not? Small forward position. I think what we're going to look for is maybe like a Bazemore. He's 5,100. Maybe a Porter Jr., 6,500 going up against Indy. Got 5K left for these last two spots. We got to see if we can find a cheap center that we like. You know, having just around 5K left, can't do a ton. Maybe we could look at Zubac again going against Detroit. I don't really like playing him. You know, 25 minutes, put up 24 fantasy points. It's just minutes are all over the damn place. I don't mind Nerlens Noel at center, 5K. I think there's upside there, 36, 30, 41. I think we'll throw him in this lineup for sure. So we'll throw Noel in there. We got 5,100 left. What can we fit in this lineup power forward wise as we're looking through things? We don't want any Dean Wade with those guys coming back for Cleveland. Stewart, I can't really get on at all. I like some James Johnson if he did play. If he doesn't, of course, you can't play him. Maybe some Roby. You know, he played last night, 19 fantasy points, 23 minutes. I don't mind a little bit of him. So he would kind of fit in this lineup as well. So maybe a Roby in this lineup. And then we got a little bit to play with. We want to get up 6K. We can mess around. But this would be my Fox Westbrook lineup. And again, we're kind of stacking this game up. But yeah, big slate. Again, if you're not over on Drafters, I mentioned it. I really like the swap capability. So head on over there. You don't have to worry about scratches. You know, when you're sitting there watching the game and, you know, it is that game is locked over at Drafters, you can go in there and swap those guys up until the game tips. That is key. I wish FanDuel DraftKings would get on board with this. I think you'd have a lot less pissed off people when it screws them and give them a zero. And on top of it, they have the auto swap. So if a guy's inactive and you're around, you know, drinking a beer on hump day, you know, it's going to put the next highest ranked player in there for you, which, again, helps you out. You're not getting that zero. I think it's just things that, you know, these bigger sites need to take from Drafters. And again, head on over to drafters.com, use promo code DFS Army. I got the link in the description below. 25% deposit bonus up to a max deposit of $400. Head on over there, sign up. It's a lot of fun. And with that, it's an 11-game slate. Got baseball here early, so head on over to DFS Army. Use promo code CASHCAKE. Save yourself 10%. I did the FanDuel early sheets today. We got DraftKings. We got early sheets. We got late sheets. We're speaking it up. And again, if you want to get on the bet side of it, man, we've been on fire. Went 10-0 yesterday. Again, we're up 8.5 units. Yesterday, up 37 units for April. Just been on fire. Got the description in the link in the description below for that as well if you want to sign up and jump on this heater, because it has been a lot of fun and the bankroll has been liking it. But with that, I appreciate each and every one of you. Hit that like button on your way out, and I will see you on the flip side. Deuces.